You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The company will provide jet transportation to and from Phoenix for up to 12 people, a helicopter tour of the Grand Canyon, and 10 tickets to the Super Bowl on February 1st. Realtor Ryan Liebentritt says they expect someone who wants to spend top dollar to stay at the home.
It will be the elite traveler, maybe a celebrity, maybe somebody that just wants the finer things. This home will be one of those that you will never forget.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Excludes self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
A new study finds people who are going to develop Alzheimer's disease may be depressed or show other changes in behavior before they start to lose their memory.
Kind of at the same time people are starting to make that conversion to memory loss, these behavior changes are occurring, and they're occurring more rapidly than in the people who don't have any memory problems or didn't develop memory problems during this follow-up.
Dr. James Laverins at the Cleveland Clinic says it's a pattern they see developing. Researchers studied nearly 2,500 people, and those who took part didn't have cognitive problems at first, but were followed for up to 7 years. The results show around half the patients developed dementia and mood swings. Dr. James Laverins at the Cleveland Clinic says behavior changes should be treated no matter how they develop.
Some of the normal individuals, people who were older, who didn't convert to memory impairment, actually also showed some depression. And so we need to be aware that this can be a problem for the elderly, and we need to treat that.
If your kids start feeling anxious before taking a test, there are some things parents can do to help. Dr. Kristen Eastman with the Cleveland Clinic says an untimed practice test might do the trick.
Removing the timed factor is a good thing initially for those kids. Taking a few of those tests without the clock, even practicing it that way at home, is often a good way to just remove that component that adds that extra layer of pressure.
She adds that most kids who fear taking tests or afraid of the outcome are being judged by a teacher or parent. Dr. Eastman recommends finding a way to get your child to regain control, perhaps by taking a deep breath. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:04, it is 29 degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Tonight's partly cloudy, going down to 23. Friday and Saturday look to be mostly sunny with a high near 28 and 36, and then Sunday there's a 40% chance of snow, but the temperature is likely to go up into the mid-40s.
Sonny, I think you're wonderful.
Now, sister, you're chilling softly through the sun. In a broken stone age dawn, you fly so high. I got strange magic.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, HCL kicks off the new year with a variety of programs for kids, teens, and adults. What the heck is Maker's Day? You'll be glad to hear it is not a holiday that observes bowel movements. Jennifer makes all her nowhere plans for nobody. Updates on current displays, Lego donations, the tricentennial mural, and more on today's library show. Jennifer, what are you assaulting my ears with over there?
I know, you know what? I realized too late. It's Strange Magic, and all the CDs that ELO sends it on are checked out, and I forgot that the Xanadu Broadway show is sort of a screechy, tongue-in-cheek, making fun of...
Strange Magic isn't in Xanadu.
Well, it
is. That was from an earlier ELO album.
But it's on the Broadway. It's on the Broadway show.
So this is Broadway Xanadu?
Mm-hmm. Which I forgot makes fun of the movie.
Who was
Xanadu
singing this song?
I have no idea.
Who's wailing like
who's
a cat
screeching
in the alley?
I look at the time! So, but the reason I picked Strange Magic is because it was announced earlier this week, and I know you're going to quibble about the title, that our own Elizabeth Gilbert has a new book coming out September 22nd entitled Big Magic. But I couldn't think of a Big Magic song. Which is the title of the presentation she did for us back in August for the Tricentennial. And readers of all ages and walks of life have drawn inspiration and empowerment from Elizabeth Gilbert's books for years. Now this beloved author digs deep into her own generative process to share her wisdom and unique perspective about creativity. And so you were like there for that.
This is like an expose. This isn't a novel.
This is not a novel. This is Big Magic, Creative Love, Creative Living Beyond Fear. And you heard her talk, which was called Big Magic. And I thought it was really good. And she made a lot of really good, really helpful points.
So she's going to be like a therapist now. She's going to probably have a book tour and talk about this.
Well,
it would probably be popular.
I think so. And the cover's really, I don't have a color picture of the cover. But it's, and there's a YouTube video on the Penguin website of how it was created. And it's just the art department throwing powdered pigment at the screen to come up.
Let me see the picture.
It's in black and white.
Oh, it's not a picture of anything?
No, it's like just pixels of color. Like a big explosion kind of.
And what does that mean?
Just like creativity and magic.
Creativity is pixels of color being thrown at
like,
you?
No, but like magic, like poof, abracadabra.
Okay.
I'm
trying to understand.
I don't know. But so that's why.
All right, and when does this book come out?
September 22nd.
And when are we going to have Elizabeth Gilbert on our radio show as a host, as a guest?
As a guest, I asked her, and I asked her publicist, and I didn't hear back.
So it's not going to happen?
No. But we are going to have sometime in February or March, Michael Rockcliffe from Workman Books. He's been in the publishing industry for, I think, over 50 years, and he's got some really great stories, so we're going to talk to him.
Okay. Is he a new author or he's
No, no, he's a library liaison for Workman's Press.
Oh, he's not an author.
Mm-mm.
Period.
Period. We were going to have him last summer, but then he had some surgery and so.
Okay, well, but when do you propose that happening?
It's going to be in February because the American Library Association Midwinter Conference is the end of January into February in Chicago. So I'm anticipating him getting snowed in.
Program that I don't think I'm going to be able to do the radio show on February. What day is Valentine's Day? What day of the week?
14th.
All right,
that's
the 12th.
Saturday.
The 12th, I don't think I'm going to be.
And we're going to have a problem that day then.
Why? You're not going to be here either?
It's a day off for me.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Since when has that ever stopped you from doing the radio show?
I was thinking of not doing it, but.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Or maybe I'll.
Are you going away?
I have to drive to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
But maybe I can leave after the radio show. If you want the day off, I'll...
Or we can play the rewind. It's okay.
You're going to miss a radio show.
You're going to Charlotte for Valentine's Day?
No. Traveling.
Won't your wife meet you?
It's only the first stop. I'm going down to Florida to visit my brother, who I've never seen their house. I figure it's about time before there's a family scandal.
Nice.
Yeah, it should be nice. A lot of driving.
Where in Florida is
Sarasota, Florida. So I got to drive to Charlotte, and then the next day drive from Charlotte to Sarasota. So I'm not going to, I don't know. That's probably not the best plan. I should probably have looked into airline tickets. But.
All right. Well, we'll figure that out.
Okay. Quick program notes before our first break. Jennifer had a concert on Tuesday night. Linda Kay, how did it go?
It went very well. And Linda had her, Linda has just announced her engagement to Paco, one of her roadies. So everybody's very excited about that. And we had
Paco just go by one name, like Cher?
I don't know Paco's last name.
Oh, okay.
I just know him as Paco. And her son, Justin, sang The Gambler, partly with her. She sang the harmony. And Justin will be going to boot camp.
Linda Kay is a son?
She has a daughter, too.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. Her daughter was there, and Justin will be going to Marine boot camp at the end of this month. And her sister comes, and her sister's son was there with her, and it's a lot of fun. A lot of people who go to the Heartlands Hayride come and hear Linda, and she does a really nice show.
Yes, and that's the first Jennifer and I were discussing that we have a few country acts coming up. We have Borderline coming up at the end of the month, Wednesday, January, what is the date?
28th.
Uh-huh. Wednesday, January 28th, Borderline Bluegrass Band featuring Bob and Terry Suter. Popular local band will be performing. Then the Beth Coleman Band comes in February at some point. Was that March?
March 25th.
March 25th, Jennifer tells me. How do you know that off the top of your head?
Because I saw it this morning.
Okay.
And then Travis Wetzel.
Oh, yeah. And Travis Wetzel. So plenty to offer you country bluegrass fans at the Hunter County Library.
She must be March 28th.
Doesn't matter right now, Jennifer.
No, it doesn't really.
Two months away. We haven't even started advertising it.
Oh, no, it could be March 25th. I'm getting confused. Okay. It could be.
Today, we have a concert. Fred Miller opens up his winter spring afternoon concert series by saluting Johnny Mercer, the Georgia-born American folk poet, entertainer, and superlative songwriter. And what did you say Johnny Mercer wrote?
Moon River.
Moon River, okay. That's his most famous composition. So that's today at 2 p.m. at the Hunter New County Library. You can just stop by. If you're listening to my voice and you're within 3 hours of the library, you could make it.
You
Not
sure
quite. Could. 2 hours. 2.5 hours.
Yes, but don't
Fred
speed.
Doesn't like it when you're late.
No, he does not.
So that's Fred Miller. Then he... this afternoon concert series will continue through May. He'll also honor Vernon Duke and Kurt Weill, the Oscar snubs from 1934 to 39, Alan J. Lerner, and then finally Heaven. I'm in Heaven. It's his final one.
And tonight at the North County Branch Library, Making a Good Impression with Michael Norris, How Do You Paint a Passing Perception? Join Michael Norris, former...
By throwing colored specks at a canvas.
There you go. Join Michael Norris, former museum educator at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, as he presents this hour-long slideshow conversation. Under the shadow of photography and its potential for realism, see how French Impressionist painters created new quivering images, images quivering with energy and light, then explore the American painters influenced by this movement through works of art at the Montclair Art Museum, the Princeton Art Museum, and the Newark Museum. All of which I can recommend if you like small museums because you find the Met overwhelming. I've never been to the Montclair, but the other two, they have very good collections and they're just about the right size. I'm done. I'm finished.
Okay, Jennifer, let's go to
our
first
you want to say
commercial
what else we have
break. What?
Do we have anything at headquarters tonight or that's next week?
We have nothing at headquarters.
Oh, okay, I'm thinking it's the movie, but that's next week. Okay, we will go to our first commercial break. And I will check the date on my calendar.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Are we on the air, Jennifer?
We are.
What are you doing? I wasn't. Welcome back to the Library Show. Let's do Today in History. We do this every week. January 15th is the date. I'll give Jennifer a few things that happened, and then I will mention some people that were born or died on this date that I know. Oh, there was music playing.
Yeah, it was just birds tweeting first.
It's not the sound of music, is it?
It sure is, because the sound of music is 50 years old this year. Hi, Richard.
This year?
Yes. It's going to be Sound of Music all the time for a whole year.
When did it come out, though? That's not today.
No, not today.
Was it a play first or a movie?
Play.
Okay.
But it's the 50th anniversary of the movie.
Wonderful.
I know you're excited.
Okay, today is January 15th, Jennifer. Let's go back to 1777. Vermont declares its independence. Here's my question to you. Vermont wasn't called Vermont back then. What was it called?
Oh, golly. I don't know.
Vermont was called New Connecticut in those days. New Connecticut. Huh. 1870, a political cartoon for the first time symbolizes the Democratic Party with what?
A donkey.
That is correct. Thomas Nast does an illustration called A Live Jackass Kicking a Dead Lion for Harper's Weekly. Okay, Jennifer, in 1892, on January 15th, James Naismith publishes the rules for what? James Naismith.
Is it a card game?
James Naismith was the inventor of basketball.
Oh, of course he was.
And today's the day that he published the rules, Jennifer. In 1943, the world's largest office building is dedicated. What is the world's largest office building?
Is it still the world's largest office building?
I believe it is.
Is it in North America?
It is.
The Sears Tower?
Incorrect. We're looking for the Pentagon. The Pentagon, Jennifer.
I was thinking up and down, not sideways.
Okay, Jennifer, and then on today, 1967, the first Super Bowl is played. Can you tell me anything about it? Who were the teams? Where was it played? The score? Anything?
I could have told you what year it was.
How about the ship has sailed, Jennifer.
Dallas Cowboys.
That's incorrect. It was played in Los Angeles, California. The Green Bay Packers defeated the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10. That was the first Super Bowl. Okay. Born or died today. People I know by name. Let's see if Jennifer knows them. Died today in 1896. Matthew Brady.
He was the famous Civil War photographer.
Correct. Famous for his images of Lincoln. Most famous, probably. And then Civil War battlefields. Okay. Born today in 1909, Gene Krupa.
He was a drummer.
Very good, Jennifer. Born today in 1913, Lloyd Bridges.
He is an actor, and you're going to ask me one movie he was in.
Like I do every week, Jennifer, yes. Just one movie? TV show, anything.
Jeff Bridges was in Newly's Gold. Lloyd Bridges, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, Jeff Bridges' father, I'll give it to you, Jennifer. He was mostly, he had some TV shows. He was on Seinfeld. He wasn't a huge movie actor. Okay, January 15th, 1929, you might know this gentleman. Martin Luther King Jr. was born.
Gosh, I've heard about him. Heard of him. He's a civil rights leader in whose honor we have the library will be closed on Monday.
Correct. The library, Hunter and Kennedy Library, I'm sure all libraries in the country will be closed this Monday, January 19th.
And many other government offices, no mail delivery, so there will be no bills on Monday.
Could Jennifer die, born today in 1945, Vince Foster. Obscure name.
Sports?
No. Politics.
Politics. Nope.
He was a lawyer that was on Bill Clinton's staff.
Now you knew this?
Yes, that committed suicide.
Oh my goodness.
That's why, did you ever see the movie Primary Colors?
No, I read the book.
Kathy Bates is actually said to portray that character. Even though it was a man. Because supposed to be Clinton directly.
Right,
they kind of camouflaged it a little bit. But Vince Foster. Okay, Jennifer, born today in 1947. Andrea Martin.
Andrea Martin. Give me a field.
Actress.
Nope.
You'll never get it. She was in Second City TV. She was in lots of movies like My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Things like that. Did you ever see that movie? Mm-hmm. Okay, born today in 1948. Ronnie Van Zant.
A musician?
Correct.
That's all you're getting.
Okay, Jennifer, he was the singer-songwriter for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Okay.
Died in a plane crash in 1977, along with other members of the band. Okay, died today in 1983, Jennifer Meyer Lansky.
Oh my gosh. As soon as you say the name, as soon as you say what, I'm going to go, okay. I don't know.
He was a gangster, Jennifer.
Yes.
He was the so-called accountant to the mob. Lucky Luciano, Murder Incorporated.
Yep.
Meyer Lansky. Okay, you'll know this one, Jennifer. Died in 1987. Ray Bolger.
He was the Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz, and he had a recurring role in that unfortunate season in Little House on the Prairie where they moved to Winoka.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Ray Bolger was a regular in Little House on the Prairie?
He had a recurring role one season.
And was he a villain or a good guy?
He was a good guy. He was on the drunk side most of the time. His name was Toby.
Interesting. Okay, finally, Jennifer, died in 1993. Sammy Kahn.
He was a music producer.
He was a songwriter, correct?
Yes.
One song. Now I'm drawing a blank, but I think I might be right or wrong.
What's it?
Oh, I know what he wrote. Go ahead.
I know about his daughter's wedding. I don't know about his.
Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Among probably countless others. I'm sure Fred Miller has honored him with a program in the past.
My husband's family went to his daughter's wedding.
Sammy Kahn's?
Mm-hmm. It's a long story how they were connected, but they were friends of his sister-in-law. And it was held at a big hotel in New York City. And it was like all night, and they had hot dog carts in the ballroom for a late night snack. And when everybody left, they were given a copy of the Daily News as part of the favors. Like the next morning's Daily News.
Just to show that they stayed up all night or something?
No, just like as a nice, yeah.
Interesting. So, okay, so that wasn't that long ago. He died in 1993, so this was probably in the 80s that this happened or something?
It happened, I think, in the 60s, more or 70s.
Oh, okay. I thought you said your husband went to this.
His family.
His family went to this. Mm-hmm. That's today in history.
I didn't do so bad, did I, today?
You did fine.
Thank you.
Just fine.
Okay. Want to do the rest of the week's programs?
Do we have more programs this week? Of course we do.
We have one more at the North County branch on Saturday. The Saturday Winter's Concert Series at 1 o'clock kicks off with classical composers through the epics with acclaimed concert violinist David Pottles.
I think it's pronounced epics.
Who I keep wanting to call poodles. David Pottles travels through the different musical epics such as Baroque, Romantic.
I don't think it's pronounced
epics.
All
right, you read the flyer and I will look it up.
I'm looking it up. Keep going. I'm looking it up.
I don't trust you. Baroque, Romantic, and Vienna Classical to Contemporary. Revel in the magnificence that classical music creates and celebrate the exquisite compositions that were so brilliantly crafted. David is a PhD of Riga, Latvia, a laureate of three prestigious international competitions. He has performed in symphony, chamber, opera, and ballet orchestras, both solo and in orchestra. He has toured across Russia through, including the Bolshoi and Kirov, through Europe and the U.S. In the U.S., he has performed at Lincoln Center, Carnegie Hall, and Top of the Rock at Rockefeller Center.
It is pronounced epic. According to that guy on the computer. Let's hear one more time.
If
he didn't say it, did he?
If I do it.
Oh, there you go.
Where are you? You can't hear. I don't think you can hear it on your computer, but if I do it on mine, it'll show.
He said epic. I don't believe it. All right. I apologize.
Thank you. I gave you Gazebo.
Okay. And then next Tuesday, Jennifer, we have a program that was postponed.
Yes.
You Can Keep Your New Year's Resolutions with Barry Wilson of the Hypnosis Counseling Center. It's been postponed to next Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. You can just walk on in. Many of us choose the new year to make a new start. Most of us make New Year's resolutions. Almost none of us keep them. It's not that we don't want to make the changes. We are usually very sincere. The problem is we try it out alone using sheer willpower. However, many of the resolutions involve long-term habits that are difficult to change without help. That's where hypnosis comes in, Jennifer. Hypnosis is a very effective tool to help this year's resolution come true. You've been hypnotized, right?
I have not.
Oh, I thought you said you were one time.
No, I have. I said I have hypnotic powers.
And then finally next week we have a... You have hypnotic powers? Go ahead, try it.
I'm waiting for you to... Never.
See if you get me to do something that against my will.
I constantly get you to do things against your will.
I know.
Thank you for hanging the clock this morning.
Yeah.
They don't like it. It's too small.
Okay. You can't say things like this, Jennifer, where you have people listening, trying to hang on your every word, and you're talking about something that no one knows about.
I know.
Do you understand this point?
I know.
Okay, we have the On the Big Screen movie series continuing, Jennifer said, next Thursday, The 100-Foot Journey. Actually, I saw an interesting movie the other night. I'm sure Tara will put it on the next movie series, Boyhood. Did you hear about this movie?
Uh-uh.
It's going to be nominated for an Academy Award. It's the most unique movie ever. So the star of the movie is 6 years old when the movie starts.
Okay.
When the movie ends, he's 18.
Okay.
They sound like that's a normal thing. Jennifer, it took 12 years to make this movie.
Oh, the actor.
The same actor.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
It's the same actor.
You were unclear.
I thought I was perfectly clear. It took 12 years to make this movie, so it's the same actor. Supposedly, like once a year, they would get together with the scripted beforehand.
Oh, wow.
And they would shoot certain scenes, and then as the kid grew up, they kept... And it took 12 years to make. How do you get someone to finance a movie and saying, hey, I got this idea for a movie, but we're not going to release it for 12 years?
Well, how do you get Patricia Arquette and Ethan Hawke to show up once a year for 12 years?
I don't know. They couldn't... I think you couldn't be under contract because you're... It's too long of a time period to have a contract or something. So, very unique movie. It was good. I thought it was, you kept waiting for something. I give the movie, there's no real, like, normal movie drama where somebody dies or something. It was just about of a boy growing up and just normal things that happen to any boy growing up. So, they resisted the urge to, you know, make anything too dramatic. Just the events themselves of the normal childhood.
Hmm.
It was very good. It might win Best Picture.
Interesting.
I don't know. Have you seen any of the other Best Picture nominees? Birdman?
No.
Grand Budapest Hotel?
Yes.
What did you think of
that one?
I want to see Birdman. That sounds good, actually. It's about an aging guy who played a superhero on TV that wants to make a Broadway play out of it or something. That sounds right up your alley.
Yeah. You know what? I really want to see Selma.
Oh, and Selma, I believe, is nominated for Best Picture,
too.
Yeah,
I really want to see. That's in Montgomery, and I really want to see that.
Does it follow Martin Luther King or somebody else, or just the whole civil rights movement?
I think it is Martin Luther King, but it's, for the vote, with the voting. It focuses on him. But I heard there was a piece on NPR on Monday about the movie being, when it was, they didn't have a movie theater in Selma to show it in a commercial movie theater, so they had to, find an auditorium and everything because they wanted to show it. And I believe they showed it for free, they screened it there for free.
Here's your related Beatles trivia for the day. Ready?
Ready.
The Beatles wrote one song about the American Civil Rights Movement. Any idea?
Mm-mm.
The song was called Blackbird. It was on the White Album.
Hmm. Interesting.
FYI.
Thank you. I remember that when I'm on Jeopardy. Shall we do the news?
Is it 11:30? It is indeed. So it is 11:30. We'll give you some news, and then we'll come back with a half hour more of the Library Show right after this.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. The IRS is cutting taxpayer services as the nation heads into what could be its most difficult tax season in 20 years. AP correspondent Mike McGuire reports.
We estimate your wait time to be between 15 and 30 minutes.
It's not even peak time for tax filing, and IRS call centers are already behind. The agency blames budget cuts. An estimated 100 million people are expected to call with questions, many trying to understand the impact of a health care law.
With the Affordable Care Act, this is the biggest change to the tax code in over 20 years.
Kathy Pickering, head of H&R Block's Tax Institute, says her company and other tax preparers are expecting a flood of questions. She also has a bit of advice for frustrated filers.
What's the catchphrase? Keep calm and carry on.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Gina Jerwitz. I used to be a hairstylist.
And my name's John Jerwitz. I used to be an auto mechanic.
9 years ago, we actually called into Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for a home business.
And when we started the three-step plan, we started part-time. But within the first year, I decided to go full-time.
And then a year later, I went full-time.
We really enjoyed the freedom that comes with us. It's given us more time to be with family, and it's given us the ability to be able to do some traveling.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. The three-step plan home business system has been helping people find financial freedom for over 10 years, and I think we could help you too. What people like best about the three-step plan is you can actually have customers calling you, you don't have to be a salesperson, and you get to work with nice family-oriented people. To find out how you could start making more money working from home, go to 3stepusa.com. That's 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Welcome back to a library show. Not a library show, the library show. You think we're the only library show on the radio, Jennifer? In the world?
Probably the only, maybe the only one dedicated to one.
Well, we're not dedicated to the library show. Okay, here's your weather. Today in Flemington, mostly sunny skies, 34 degrees. Expect the same for tomorrow. Expect similar for Saturday, maybe a little slight drop in the temperature. Sunday, we warm up to 42 degrees. Jennifer said a 40% chance of rain, snow. It's going to be a 0% chance of snow if it's 42 degrees. So it's going to rain on Sunday, folks. Anything happening on Sunday?
No, we're open as usual. But that, we don't have any programs scheduled for
There's
Sunday.
The championship games for the NFL, so that's an indoor activity. So we don't need them. And then Monday, temperatures... come back down more seasonable to about 36 degrees with a chance of snow showers. Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thash sitting with Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy will take our place at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business. Jennifer has a book review from what I understand.
I do. And I also have a If You Liked book, and then we'll talk about some
makers.
If
I Liked what book?
Wild by Cheryl Strayed.
Is that the movie?
It's the movie, yes. There's a new book out in January that's been getting a lot of press. It was in People magazine, Good Housekeeping. It was one of their picks. It is called Vanessa and Her Sister by Priya Parmar. This novel depicting the lives of the four young adult Steven siblings, Adrian, Toby, Vanessa, who was later Vanessa Bell, and Virginia, who was later Virginia Woolf, living parentless in London at the turn of the 20th century in sympathy with each other, creating a salon-like world, drawing in artists, writers, and keen observers of society and culture, forming the Bloomsbury Group. The novel begins with a letter from Virginia to Vanessa written in 1912, asking forgiveness for an unknown offense, and then the narrative shifts to 7 years earlier, where, much like Woolf's fabled Mrs. Dalloway, the story begins with Vanessa making a list for an evening party event the siblings are hosting. Told with diary-like entries, telegrams, and notes between other players, notably Litton Stackley, Clive Bell, and Leonard Wolfe, readers are given a glimpse into the everyday lives of the men and women who made up the Bloomsbury group. In her second novel, Parmar focuses mainly on the relationship with Vanessa and Virginia, though told from Vanessa's point of view, she is the more completely drawn character. Virginia's mental illness is addressed, as are her and those of her brother's odd proclivities that have fascinated readers and scholars for decades. As Vanessa tries to take care of her sister, she learns she must look out for herself as well, finally succumbing to Clive Bell's proposal of marriage the third time, only learning too late how deep Virginia's jealousies of her lie and how naively she has been looking at her life. This is an enchanting and intimate look at a cast of characters that were larger than life and remain so in the retelling and revisiting of their stories. Readers not well steeped in Bloomsbury lore will find the cast of characters presented in the front of the book of enormous help. Parmar invites us to be flies on the wall, witnesses to these famous lives. Gorgeous prose with a heartbreaking ending brings these characters to life with a unique perspective. And this
sounds like you haven't read this book. Have you read it?
Yes.
Is that your review?
That's my review.
Oh, that's your review.
That's my review. And it was also number 8 on the Library Reads list, which is a list of books put together by librarians throughout the country. And I'm the one who wrote the recommendation for that list.
So you're also becoming quite the name in the literary world, aren't you?
I don't know about that.
Are you trying to, is this a niche you're trying to exploit? You should.
I want to become a professional reviewer, yes.
A critic to the stars? Would that be your dream job, to
it
be
certainly
a
would.
Professional reviewer?
A professional reader.
But why can't you do it?
Well, I do.
Is that a job? Is that, there's such a thing?
Well, reviewers, sure. I do as much as possible. I think that'd be good. I think it's fabulous.
Have you ever tried to apply for this position?
For almost about 12 years, I did review for the Mystery Reader, which just ceased in April. And it was on my list of things to restart.
Did you get paid for that?
No, I did not.
Oh.
But you got books. What more could you want?
Money?
Money would be good. You just made me forget my thought. But this, the Library Reads list is available at the Hunterdon County Library in print. As is a new bibliography, If You Liked Wild by Cheryl Strayed, which is the story of one woman's journey from lost to found on the Pacific Crest Trail, and as Jim mentioned, is a popular movie. We have...
Starring Reese Witherspoon. I believe that's up for an Academy Award, too.
It is, yes.
So this was a true account of this woman. What did she do?
She hiked the Pacific Crest Trail by herself, sort of in a journey for self.
Why, what made it happen? She got divorced or something? What made her do this?
I don't know what the dramatic point in her life was. But we have a bibliography of 14 books.
So is Wild in our collection?
It is.
Okay. Is the one you just mentioned before that in our collection?
It is.
Very good.
It absolutely is.
And how did
is.
We reserve books?
You go to hclibrary.us and click search on the catalog, or you can go to ipac.hclibrary.us, type the book in, and then click place hold.
And you need a library card?
You need a library card and a PIN, which is a 4-digit number. If you're not sure what your PIN is and you don't think you set one up, try the last 4 digits of your phone number and see if that works. And if not, call the library with your library card in hand and we'll set it up for you.
It's probably your wedding anniversary.
Well, the default is the last 4 numbers of your phone number.
Ah, got it.
So
it's not really, security isn't like very important with this.
Well, the person would have to have your library card and your phone number. But yeah, you should change it.
Why? What information is on there that you don't want to get out? There's no social security number.
No, absolutely not. And
okay, so we got to tell people this so they know.
No, it's
in
just your name and address.
Today's world of hackers viruses, Jennifer.
Yes, and everybody should be rest assured that we will not hand over any information to anyone without a formal subpoena that would have been reviewed by county council. Your library information is confidential.
Doesn't that violate the Patriot Act?
What?
Doesn't the Patriot Act say that people can take any information we have ever since 9/11?
I think library information is...
Really?
Yeah. You can look into that. We're not handing it over without a fight.
I think libraries were in the big fight about it, because remember one of the people who flew the plane into the World Trade Center used one of the libraries in New Jersey?
Yeah, so did the person who kidnapped the Exxon executive back in the 90s.
And the library, I forget what happened, but that was a story.
The FBI showed up with a with a search warrant.
Right. And then they had to make something called the Patriot Act after this, so they could get this information without.
Well.
Jennifer doesn't agree with the Patriot
Act. We're not handing it over.
You don't love America, Jennifer?
Let's talk about Maker's Day.
Okay, Jennifer. New Jersey Maker's Day is March 21st, 2015, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Over 80 sites throughout the state will be participating in the first New Jersey Maker's Day. The Hunterdon County Library has two sites by themselves, the North County Branch Library on Halstead Street in Clinton and the South County Branch Library in Lambertville. It's not at the headquarters library?
Well, I'll tell you why, because the Flemington Public Library is also doing it.
Oh, okay.
And so this way we can focus on our two branches.
So come enjoy the fun. The Maker Movement is coming to Hunterdon County. Do-it-yourselfers, artists, crafters, computer programmers, and robotics fans, which is very popular, I understand, are leading this movement of interactive, creative, and inventing. That's not a correct sentence, Jennifer.
Very few are.
The day will include local artists demonstrating their crafts, 3D printer and robotic demonstrations at the North County Branch Library will be the robotic demonstrations, inventions, and much, much more.
I think if you take the comma out of creative, the sentence will make sense. But continue.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, Jennifer, this is what they need for Maker's Day, March 21st. They're calling all makers. Are you an artist, an inventor, a robotics fan, a craftsman? Everybody pretty much is, I think, Jennifer.
I think so.
Do you enjoy demonstrating your projects and teaching others? It's like a science fair, kind of like. Is this what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Join us and share your artistic activity by demonstrating and letting others participate in making. Complete the application, which will be on our website, which is currently on our webpage. So we'll tell you about that in a minute. Complete the application and drop it off at the North County Branch Library Reference Desk or mail it to the North County Branch Library, 65 Halstead Street, Clinton, New Jersey, 08809. Attention the reference department. If you have any questions, you can contact Sandy Janicek. I won't give you her information, but I'll tell you where to find it. So, and for more information about just New Jersey Makers Day in general, go to newjerseymakersday.org. But for this thing, just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the homepage, you'll see a link for Maker's Day. Just click on that, and the entry form and where to send it will come up. So you just print it out, fill it out, and send it in to the library. And then you're in. You will be involved in Maker's Day. So this sounds exciting, Jennifer. How many years have they been doing this?
This just started last year. They just started planning it at the state level. And we're going to, I think this is the first one. And I think we're asking for Lego donations as part of this day.
Is that part of it? But I'll read that too.
Yes,
Lego donations are now being accepted, Jennifer. Do you have Legos? Do you, Jennifer?
I do not. Oh, I take that back. They're probably in my parents' attic.
Do you have Legos that aren't being loved like they used to be? Please donate them to the Hunterdon County Library. They're preparing for Maker's Day, March 21st, and lead Legos for the county's creative young builders. And those who are just young at heart, of course. We are accepting donations of Legos at all three of our county libraries, the main library on Flemington, the South County branch in Lambertville, and the North County branch in Clinton. So just if you have Legos, they can't accept Duplo size, Jennifer. Just the standard classic Legos. If you have them, you've been wanting to make some space and get rid of them, bring them to the library. We'll take them and put them to good use. And not just on Maker's Day. I'm sure we can have them at other times, too.
That's right. And I just emailed Amy Jo, webmaster extraordinaire, and asked her to remove the comma on the website.
So that's not a deal breaker.
I know. All right. We'll go to the last break before we finish up the library show, and Jim Gonneau gets in here.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. you can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones-Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatosh of MGX Outdoor, and being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the Library Show. There's about 10 minutes of the Library Show left before Jim Gonneau comes in. And Jim Thatch is going to tell us about panel two of the Tricentennial Mural.
Tricentennial Mural, if you don't know what it is, last year was Hunterdon's 300th anniversary. Local artist Paul Jennis painted a beautiful mural depicting the first 300 years of Hunterdon County's history in three panels. Last week, I talked about the first panel, the 1700s. The middle panel depicts just what happened in Hunterdon County in the 1800s. And here's what you'll see. The mural is behind the circulation desk, so just come into the Hunterdon County Library. You can grab an informational brochure and then study away the mural to your heart's content. Okay, the wheat seal, Jennifer, do you know where that came from?
I don't.
It's first developed in 1841. This wheat seal is a significant crop in Hunterdon's economic development and one of the first crops grown for subsistence. That's not the right word. Is that right?
Sustenance.
They got a B in there.
Sustenance.
Subsistence? Okay. By early pioneer families. Okay, trains are also depicted, Jennifer. In the late 1840s, trains opened Hunterdon to the world. Steam trains unified both the state and the county, cutting travel time and the cost for shipping goods. Stone arch bridges, Jennifer. Marvels of engineering, stone arch bridges were built from 1810 through the 1850s with locally quarried stones. Peaches were one of the most important cash crops in Hunterdon in the second half of the 19th century. It was estimated that there were 1 million peach trees in Hunterdon County in 1899. By 1910, the San Jose scale had destroyed the peach industry. What is the San Jose scale? Is that a disease?
San Jose scale?
Yeah, look that up for me. Okay. Farmland, Jennifer. Hunterdon has a lot of farmland. That's a news alert to everyone that lives in Hunterdon County. Barns, many in the new Dutch world style, grace the landscape of Hunterdon County. Dietz plow was invented and patented in 1828 by John Dietz in Hunterdon County. Go ahead.
San Jose scale is a pest of the tree fruit.
Okay, and that's what wiped out the peach
including apple,
industry
peach and pear.
In Hunterdon County. Lots of farms in Hunterdon County. The Flemington Fairgrounds, a poster of that is on the mural. The Delaware Raritan Canal. General George Taylor was a member of the distinguished family who ran the oldest foundry in the U.S., and Hunterdon's only Civil War general. He's depicted on the mural. Gotta keep an eye on the time here, Jennifer.
I'm watching it.
Okay, the Octagon Schoolhouse, Jennifer. The Octagon Schoolhouse had windows on seven walls and a door on the eighth. This allowed for a brighter room with no dark corners. I don't even know where that is. Is that still standing?
What is it? The Octagon Schoolhouse?
Yeah. There were plenty of one-room schoolhouses in Uncanny. Post offices are depicted in the 1800 part of the mural. The Iron Truss Bridge represented technological innovation at the end of the 19th century. It was inexpensive and easy to build, and they were used throughout the county, improved road and rail transportation. The spinning wheel, Jennifer, was an essential part of farm life everywhere in the early 1800s. I don't don't think it was invented in Hunterdon County, though, do you?
No. I'm sure not.
The Flemington Fair at the Flemington Fairgrounds, Jennifer, began in 1856 and runs to this day, but not at the Flemington Fairgrounds. Telephones, Jennifer, ended the isolation of farm families by giving them a quick way to stay in touch with their neighbors near and far. The pottery jug in the early 1800s was made in many of the areas of Hunterdon County. Skilled potters provided handmade containers and dishes for all types of use. Was the Stengel factory? Oh, here, I'll keep reading. New methods to produce pottery were developed during the 1800s. Fulper Pottery, which began in Flemington in 1813, produced pottery on My Street that was sold throughout the county. Country. The country, Jennifer.
Country.
Today, that Fulper Pottery factory is called the Stengel Market? Stengel?
It's on the back of the scoop.
Stengel Factory?
Yes.
There's and a farmer's hosts many, market. Most hosts restaurants and coffee shops and a farmer's market. And actually a potter, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Quaker Meeting. The present Quaker Meeting was erected in 1862. It is situated on land acquired by the Quakers in 1733, Jennifer. Hunterdon has a long history of religious tolerance. Ashbel Welch, you know who that is?
I don't
know either. He's credited with turning Lambertville into a railroad center and building railroads across the state. His invention of block signals is still used to prevent collisions. Hiram Dietz was a Hunterdon County entrepreneur and farmer. He manufactured the Dietz plow, patented by his father John in 1808. The plow greatly increased farming production. I believe he was one of the first historians, too, with all the stuff that the Historical Society has.
Yes, we have many
Hiram
books
collected.
Written by or attributed to Hiram
Chaplain
Dietz.
Charles Stewart, Jennifer, was born in Flemington. He was a senior chaplain in the U.S. Navy during World War and sought to end the practice of flogging. What's flogging?
I think it's being beaten.
That deserved a mention on the Tricentennial mural. Dr. Sarah Case, Jennifer, was one of the country's first female doctors. She was licensed by the New Jersey Medical Society in 1816. Known as a woman with good common sense, Sarah had a reputation for giving excellent medical care. I'm sure she did, or she wouldn't have been on the mural, Jennifer. Samuel L. Southard was a graduate of Princeton. He was the Secretary of the Navy, Treasury, and War, and he was the governor of New Jersey in 1821. He was from Hunterdon County, I'm assuming.
Oh, he wouldn't be on the mural.
Yes. Dr. Cornelius Larrison was a respected physician, natural scientist, and educator. Applejack and Vinegar, Jennifer. Hunterdon had thriving apple farms. Two of the best-known products of the early 19th century were produced from them, beverages and vinegar, which were used for many domestic tasks, including cleaning products. Limestone was found in abundant supply in the northern part of Hunterdon County. The Red Mill and the Stone Mill, located in Clinton, which are still there. The Red Mill has also been used as a peach basket factory and to generate electricity and to pump water into Clinton. Green Surgeon's Covered Bridge. How come there's a picture of Green Surgeon?
I couldn't tell you.
Built in 1872, the wooden Queen Post Truss Bridge was built so citizens could cross the Wiccachiokee Creek in Surgeonsville. It is the last covered bridge in the state. The horse and buggy, Jennifer, before the advent of the automobile, the horse and buggy was a common method of transportation. The Hunterdon County Courthouse was completed in 1783, but was destroyed by fire in 1828. I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
It was rebuilt in the Greek Revival style to represent a temple of justice. The Union Hotel, hopefully to be reopening soon, was built in 1848 to lodge stagecoach passengers. The present hotel was built in 1878. It gained worldwide notoriety, Jennifer, during the trial of Bruno Hauptmann. And finally, the home of James Marshall. Marshall was born in Lambertville, but moved west. In 1848, he discovered gold at Sutter's Mill, California, setting off the Great California Gold Rush.
And these brochures that Jim is reading from are available right across from the circulation desk, if you want to know more.
And next week, we'll talk about the final panel, the right side panel, the 1900s to present day.
And a comment on the octagonal schoolhouse. I looked it up while you were reading.
Go ahead.
It was run, the one in Hunterdon County was run by the Quakers, so I'm going to guess it was around the Franklin Township area. There is still one octagonal schoolhouse left. You got two more minutes, so don't push your buttons yet.
So it's 11:58 on my computer.
There's one left in Franklin
Township. So what
is
missing from the mural that should be on there? I thought of something the other day, and I can't remember right now. I'll remember for the next show.
I don't know. What would you like to see?
Well, the one thing they could have did, the original bookmobile with, right, that used to travel around the county in the early 1900s?
Oh, the book car that Miss Turner drove.
Yes.
That would have been a good...
That was the library back then.
Correct. And quite honestly, when I saw the picture of the hospital, at first I thought it was stacks of library books.
Oh, yeah?
Like the way it was...
That's just the way your mind works.
It is.
Now, there was something else that I'm like, wow, I cannot believe that's not a mural. I can't think of it right now, but I'll think of it for next week.
Okay. You'll think of it for next week?
Yep.
All right. Talk for 30 more seconds. What displays do we have at headquarters? We have an interesting display in the main gallery.
We do. The Huntington Central Regional High School Art Department has their annual show of their students' work. If you saw it in the first half of the month, come back in the second half of the month because they're going to replace it with a complete new show because there's that much artwork to display, Jennifer. Right.
So when are they coming to change it? Because we're almost... Today's the Ides of January.
Probably Monday.
They're not coming Monday. Library's closed.
They might come Monday. They just can't get
in. They won't be able to get in. Did you know today's the Ides of January?
Okay.
Every month has an Ides.
And why is it called the Ides?
Because it's the 15th, and I don't know why. And fortunately, we're out of time, so we can't explore it today. Thanks for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can stop in, call, or go online. Your library is always there for you. Big Good magic. Night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. The IRS is cutting taxpayer services as the nation heads into what could be its most difficult tax season in 20 years. AP correspondent Mike McGuire reports.
We estimate your wait time to be between 15 and 30 minutes.
It's not even peak time for tax filing, and IRS call centers are already behind. The agency blames budget cuts. An estimated 100 million people are expected to call with questions, many trying to understand the impact of the health care law.
With the Affordable Care Act, this is the biggest change to the tax code in over 20 years.
Kathy Pickering, head of H&R Block's Tax Institute, says her company and other tax preparers are expecting a flood of questions. She also has a bit of advice for frustrated filers.
What's the catchphrase? Keep calm and carry on.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/youyear for details.
New internet technology is making it possible for almost anyone to earn money working part-time from home. I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you have a computer and can send out email, our new internet marketing system could have you building your own home business and earning money in 2 days or less. Go to 3stepusa.com. That's 3stepusa.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Four of the highest-ranking Secret Service executives have been reassigned in the wake of a series of security mishaps. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports this house cleaning follows a scathing review by an independent panel.
The independent panel took a top-to-bottom look at Secret Service practices after a fence jumper made it into the East Room, the latest in a string of breaches and embarrassments. It found sloppy planning, poor training, and an insular culture in an agency it called starved for leadership.
The BBC reports the FBI arrested 20-year-old Christopher Cornell of Ohio for allegedly planning to attack the U.S. Capitol in an Islamic State-inspired assault after tweeting support for extremist groups. In a WCPO-TV interview, Cornell's father, John Cornell, says his son was just going through a phase and wouldn't hurt anyone.
I think he was a really, really vulnerable kid. Just a big kid.
You're listening.